So where does this leave the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, who's meant to be addressing the complaints? Judy Jones is speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Judy Jones, the Communications Minister, Senator Mitch Fifield, has set up a review into NBN-related complaints. Does that come as a surprise to you?
Partly it did, but we always welcome a bit of a look and see if there's something that can be done to improve the consumer experience.
Well, with that review, where does that leave you as the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman?
Well, we continue to do our work and resolve complaints for consumers as they come into us, and we'll just keep working hard on that.
Senator Fifield says the existing model for complaints handling and redress isn't working. Do you take that as a criticism of your role as Ombudsman?
I think the review is broader than simply the Ombudsman's scheme, so it will just work and see what improvements can be made.
Has Senator Fifield's office been in touch with you, given his concerns about how complaints are being handled?
Yes, we had a heads up yesterday, and as I say, we'll just work cooperatively with them to see what can be done to improve the consumer experience.
Are you confident that your office can do the job without Senator Fifield setting up a ministerial review?
Well, it's the government's prerogative to have a look and ensure that systems and processes are working properly, and so that's what he's doing.
But you do get the feeling that the minister is unhappy at how the NBN has been singled out in this report.
Well, it's our job to report to the Australian public and to the providers, the industry, and it's important to recognise that that's exactly what we're reporting on. We're not reporting on problems with the network itself. It's not our role to supervise the network, so we're simply reporting on what consumers tell us.
You say in the report there's been a 204% increase in complaints about services delivered over the NBN in the final 6 months of 2017. What are the biggest gripes?
Delays in connecting a service and then the quality of service once connected. And, you know, that could be about speed, it could be about a range of things. So, again, it's not simply about the network itself.
The 204% figure compares to the same six-month period in 2016. But just for context and a clear picture, given the complexity of the NBN, how did the NBN fare in the preceding 6 months?
Well, complaints to our office in the previous 6 months were slightly down, but it's interesting that telecommunications complaints are seasonal, so that's the general pattern, rising in the first part and then falling in the second.
So when you look at the preceding 6 months rather than the previous corresponding period, NBN-related complaints actually decreased by 16%. Now, that's another way of looking at it and one the NBN would prefer, of course, but it does make that 204% surge sound rather dramatic.
Well, we weren't trying to be dramatic. We're simply reporting what it is that we're seeing.
But would you agree that perhaps that 204% increase, a headline figure, perhaps overstates or distorts the complaints about the NBN?
Well, not for the period that we're reporting and comparing against.
When you consider NBN-related complaints, do you distinguish between those that relate directly to the NBN or complaints against retail providers who use the NBN?
We expect retailers to resolve complaints about the services they're delivering over whatever network it is, whether it's Telstra, Optus or the NBN, and to identify what the cause of the problem is. Is it their marketing? Is it the speed? Is it something they're in control of? Or is it in fact something that NBN itself needs to work with them to resolve?
The Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, Judy Jones, with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.